Queensborough doesn't vote the same way as mainland New Westminster, and political newcomer Ruby Campbell is popular just about everywhere. Those are a couple key takeaways from the full poll-by-poll results of the October 15 civic election in New Westminster. Before we break it all down, a quick recap for those who may have forgotten. After last Saturday's vote, the NDP-affiliated, Labour-endorsed team, this time running as Community First New Westminster, remains in firm control of the local political scene. Mayor-elect Patrick Johnston heads a Community First majority council, where he's joined by, in order of votes 1, Ruby Campbell, Jamie McAvoy, Tasha Henderson and Nadine Nakagawa. Community First also ran 6 candidates for school board, and all 6 won, with incumbent Maya Russell topping the polls. The New West Progressives continue to have 1 trustee on school board, incumbent Danielle Connolly, and earned 2 spots on council with Paul Minhas and Daniel Fontaine. All of this, of course, we knew on election night. Now that the poll-by-poll election results have been released, we decided to take a closer look at the numbers to see how it all broke down. Here's what we found out. Where did we get our numbers? First, an explanatory note. We're basing this analysis on the 23 individual poll results in the City of New Westminster's official 2022 election results. We're using polling station in this story as an all-encompassing term that includes regular election day polling stations, mail-in ballots, advance voting and special voting opportunities, at care homes, hospitals, etc. There were 3 advance polling locations: Queensborough Community Center, the New Westminster Lawn Bowling Club and New Westminster City Hall. There were also 3 separate special voting opportunities, at Queen's Park Care Center, William Rudd House, at Royal Columbian Hospital and at Holy Trinity Cathedral. The opportunity at Holy Trinity Cathedral was run as part of Homelessness Action Week and was designed to reach vulnerable citizens. The number of votes at each station varied widely, from just 7 votes cast at Holy Trinity's special voting opportunity, to 1,242 at Queen Elizabeth Elementary School and 1,282 at Anvil Center. How did the mayoral race look? Numerically, Community First New West mayoral candidate, and now mayor-elect, Patrick Johnston captured 6,676 votes out of 15,923 ballots cast, or 41.9% of the vote. Johnstone's best showings came in some of the city's more densely populated areas, downtown and Brow of the Hill. He captured 53% of the vote at St. Barnabas Anglican Church and Fraser River Middle School, 55.2% at Anvil Center and 55.3% at Ecole Key Kite Elementary School. For regular election day polling, Johnstone's lowest numbers were at Queen Elizabeth Elementary School, 27.2%, where his New West Progressive opponent Ken Armstrong topped the poll, Connaught Heights Elementary School, at 31.6%, where independent Chuck Puchmeyer topped the poll, and F.W. Howay Elementary School, at 34.6%, where Armstrong was the top vote-getter in the mayoral race. Johnstone's vote percentage at individual polling stations on election day generally sat in the 40-45% range. Geographically speaking, Johnston was the runaway winner, topping the vote at 18 of the 23 polling stations, representing neighborhoods right across the city's mainland. The Progressives' Ken Armstrong was the top vote-getter in advance voting at Queensborough Community Center and Election Day voting at Queen Elizabeth Elementary School, and he also topped the polls at F.W. Howay Elementary School. Independent Chuck Puchmeyer, meanwhile, topped the polls at Connaught Heights Elementary School, where he got 39.6% of the vote. He also emerged tops as in 2 small polls, in special voting at Holy Trinity, with 3 votes, compared to the 2 cast for each of his competitors, and in special voting at Royal Columbian Hospital, where he and Johnston took 5 votes apiece to Armstrong's 3. Queensborough an outlier in New Westminster results. We looked at the election results with the question, did vote patterns for council change by neighborhood? The answer, broadly speaking, yes. Keep in mind that voters did not have designated polling stations and were allowed to vote at any location of their choice, so there's not necessarily a direct connection between where someone voted and where they live. That said, poll-by-poll breakdowns still reflect some interesting neighborhood trends. First and foremost, Queensborough. The island neighborhood was the decided outlier. This is where, as noted above, Ken Armstrong of the New Westminster Progressives topped the polls in the mayoral race, earning 53.8% of the vote in the Queensborough Community Centre advance polling and 56.4% at Queen Elizabeth Elementary School on election day. The Progressives also saw their five council candidates collect a combined 49.6% of the advance vote at Queensborough Community Centre and 50.4% of the vote at Queen Elizabeth Elementary School on election day. In the school board race, the three Progressives candidates, Danielle Connolly, Kathleen Carlson and Teo Dobre, were also the top three vote-getters in Queensborough advance voting and at Queen Elizabeth Elementary School on election day. Community First versus New West Progressives. Who led where? In mainland New Westminster, the NDP-affiliated Community First New West team showed particular dominance at polls in some of the higher-density areas of the city. St. Barnabas Anglican Church and Fraser River Middle School in Brow of the Hill, and Ecole Key Kite Elementary School and Anvil Center downtown. But their voter success was not limited to those areas. Powered by the successful showing of the top vote-getter of the council race, Ruby Campbell, the Community First New West team saw at least one candidate, and usually multiple candidates, wind up in the top three at 19 of the 23 polls across the city's mainland. They were shut out of the top three in only four polls, Queensborough, both advance and day of voting, plus F.W. Howe Elementary School in Massey Victory Heights, and the special voting opportunity at Holy Trinity Cathedral, where just seven people cast their ballots. The New West Progressives, meanwhile, had their best showings in neighborhoods dominated by single-family housing, such as F.W. Howe Elementary School, where their candidates for council took a combined 51% of the votes cast, and where Armstrong also topped the mayoral poll. The Progressives' three school board candidates also topped the poll at F.W. Howe, the only mainland polling station where Community First candidates didn't grab at least one, and usually two, of the top three spots. We also crunched some numbers to see which, if any, neighborhoods saw the Progressives get a higher percentage of votes than they had city council candidates, that is, with 5 of 12 candidates, or 41.7% of those running, where did they get a higher vote percentage than that? Again, the answer centered on largely single-family neighborhoods, with the slate's best showings at Herbert Spencer Elementary School in Glenbrook North, 47.6%, Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary School in the West End, 44.7%, and Connaught Heights Elementary School, 43.7%, neighborhoods with a mix of single-family and multifamily residential, such as Saphurton, Squo, Weck Elementary School and Saphurton Pensioners Hall, showed more mixed results. Community First New West dominated at Saphurton Pensioners Hall, while Squo, Weck Elementary School saw the New West Progressives get 43.3% of the vote and land two candidates in the top three vote-getters. Queens Avenue United Church, Uptown, showed mixed results, too, as Campbell topped the polls, with her Community First teammate Nadine Nakagawa in third. The Progressives' Paul Minhas was second, and the Progressives' candidates combined for 42% of the vote, essentially on par with their number of candidates. City Council candidates, top vote-getters at individual polls. Election watchers in New Westminster will know that Ruby Campbell topped the City Council race with 8,354 votes. So it's no surprise that the Community First New West newcomer was among the top three vote-getters at the largest number of polling stations. She was in the top three, by number of votes, at 17 of the 23 polling stations across New Westminster, far and away the highest number by any candidate. She was followed by her Community First teammate, Jamie McAvoy, who placed in the top three at 11 polling stations, and by Paul Minhas of the New West Progressives, at 10. Remember, voters could choose up to six candidates for city council but were not required to choose all six. Council candidates placing in the top three at individual polling stations. How many times did an individual candidate show up in the top three at an individual polling station? Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 17. Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 11. Paul Minhas, NWP, 10. Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 9. Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 8. Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 7. Karima Budwani, NWP, 3. Rick Folka, NWP, 3. Jayili McCarthy, NWP, 2. Chinu Das, CFNW, 1. Who led where? Top three candidates at individual polling stations advance voting. Queensborough Community Centre, 418 ballots cast Paul Minhas, NWP, 238 Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 225 Karima Budwani, NWP, 219 advance voting. Lawn Bowling Club, 2,217 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 1,175 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 1095 Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 1047 advance voting. City Hall, 1,601 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 868 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 865 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 805 Queen Elizabeth Elementary School, Queensborough, 1,242 ballots cast Paul Minhas, NWP, 687 Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 677 Rick Folka and Karima Budwani, NWP, Thai, 617 Connaught Heights Elementary School, Connaught Heights, 351 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 186 Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 175 Paul Minhas, NWP, 174 Lord Tweedsmuir Elementary School, West End, 758 ballots cast Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 389 Paul Minhas, NWP, 388 Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 352 Lord Kelvin Elementary School, Brow of the Hill, 511 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 253 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 250 Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 249 Street Barnabas Anglican Church, Brow of the Hill, 505 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 325 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 310 Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 309 Century House, Uptown, 926 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 513 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 501 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 467 Fraser River Middle School, Brow of the Hill, 667 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 396 Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 395 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 394 Anvil Center, Downtown, 1,282 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 772 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 730 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 727 Queens Avenue United Church, Uptown, 473 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 230 Paul Minhas, NWP, 218 Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 216 Ecole Key Kite Elementary School, Downtown, 488 ballots cast Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 320 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 307 Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 299 Herbert Spencer Elementary School, Glenbrook North, 1,046 ballots cast Paul Minhas, NWP, 547 Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 535 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 493 Glenbrook Middle School, Glenbrook North, 815 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 433 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 399 Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 395 FW. Howay Elementary School, Massey Victory Heights, 436 ballots cast Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 226 Jai Lee McCarthy, NWP, 224 Paul Minhas, NWP, 219 Squo. Weck Elementary School, Sapperton, 726 ballots cast Daniel Fontaine, NWP, 363 Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 362 Paul Minhas, NWP, 346 Sapperton Pensioners Hall, Sapperton, 1,042 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 590 Tasha Henderson, CFNW, 565 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 542 mail ballot return 110 ballots cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 9 Chinu Das, CFNW, 7 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 7 Mail Ballot Return 2-376 Ballots Cast Nadine Nakagawa, CFNW, 210 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 210 Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 203 Special Voting, Queen's Park Care Center, William Rudhouse, 10 Ballots Cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 4 Rick Folka, NWP, 4 Jamie McAvoy, CFNW, 4 Special Voting, Royal Columbian Hospital, 13 Ballots Cast Ruby Campbell, CFNW, 6 Rick Folka, NWP, 6 Daniel Fontaine and Paul Minhas, NWP, tie, 5 Special Voting, Holy Trinity Cathedral 7 Ballots Cast Karima Budwani, NWP, 5 Jai Lee McCarthy, NWP, 5 Paul Minhas, NWP, 4 Want to know more? You can delve into the poll-by-poll breakdown at the City of New Westminster election results website. Megaphone sound off. What did you think of the New Westminster election results? What voting trends interested you? Send us a letter. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliamcclellan.email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.